One of the issues that has come up strongly during my visit is the issue of illegal mining. When we took off from Accra and were going towards Ayamfori, all the journey over the central region shows that you are not unaffected by illegal mining. We saw huge pits. We saw hundreds of acres of land destroyed by this illegal mining menace. We saw different pools of water in the pits. And if you see that water, you can tell it's poisonous because I haven't seen green or blue water before. Water is supposed to be colorless. We cannot fight this fight alone. As president, I cannot fight this fight alone. We need the cooperation of our chiefs and our district chief executives and our district mining committees to make sure that we're able to win this fight against Galamse. We recognize that part of the reason for the attraction of young people to go into illegal mining is because they don't have alternative jobs to do. And so in the new anti-Galamse effort, we are combining it with what we call a livelihoods package. And so we're not only going to send soldiers and police to stop them from doing it, but we're going to give them alternatives to be able to earn a living. We're speaking with the World Bank and other donors to get a quite sizable loan amount, and we're going to use that amount of money to reclaim the lands that have been destroyed. And so we'll push the soil back into the holes and fill the holes, and we'll get the topsoil back on top, and then we'll employ these young men who are involved in Galamse to plant trees on the land and look after the trees and make sure that they grow.